So how did you first meet Hans Zimmer?
Hans Zimmer phoned me because one of the music editors for Gladiator had put some of my singing up against feature, and Hans decided that he would call me and ask me to come over because there was no point in getting somebody to try and copy that. And so I went over there for a period of something like 7 days, and we improvised together. We improvised a lot of music. We really enjoyed writing together. It was fun. And I went home and I thought, well, that's probably it now, you know. But then they called me back, and I was there for nearly 5 months.
How different is it composing as a team, as opposed to just composing by yourself?
It's totally different, because when you work as a team, you have more objectivity. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can write music on my own, and but I love to work with other people and give other people freedom to express themselves, and acknowledge the expression of the other people, because it brings something to the work that is unfamiliar. And often when we work alone, we bring things to the work that are kind of familiar. And not to be disrespectful to the work of the individual, but sometimes it's not as interesting for the composer because this, it doesn't excite so much. It's much harder on your own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really want this work to be fun. You know, I mean, I'm working on my own here today, and, you know, I know that when I work alone, if they get sadder, more sad and more dark, then, you know, sometimes you need to be with other people so that you leave the kind of, the darker colors and the things that you get normally drawn towards, and it stretches your palette, you know.
Okay.
It makes you work differently. It's probably the,
yes,
the absolute, for that. I hate English. I hate it so much. It's so convoluted, and I don't know how to speak in absolute, Sorry if I'm long-winded, everything I say to you.
Yes.
Anyway, carry on.
Oh, not a problem. Just curious as to what was recorded first, your work for Mission Impossible 2 or your work for Gladiator?
The work for Gladiator. Mission Impossible 2 was just, I went there as a kind of guest to just to color in and add a couple of emotional things that were desired for some of the characters in the film, especially the girl. I felt at that time,
mm-hmm.
that there was an intimacy that they wanted to uncover with her character. So they used just voice. I just sang in, I didn't write any music in Mission Impossible. I just sang.
Yes. Well, one of my favorite...
Of course I write my singing.
Mm-hmm.
I always write my singing, but I didn't play any musical parts.
Right. Well, one of my favorite cues off of the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack is actually Injection, which is the really has you emoting rather well, and I really, really like that cue.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too. Do you know, it reminds me of a Japanese animation,
Oh, definitely, yes.
When you see, it's so exquisite, and I love the way that they used... I don't know, the voice is really important there too. I don't want to sound, overconfident, but I believe it's really, because it gives it a surreal, it helps to embellish the surreal of that scene. It's so surreal. And the girl is like, she is so perfect that she's like a drawing,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I love those Japanese animations, like Akira and...
Do you know what I mean?
And they get... There's a sort of oriental stillness and quietness about them. And I like... that was the thing about John Woo's work that I really love, is that he's able... a lot of people say, oh, John Woo, he's a lot of violence in his film. But if you're making a film about Chinese mafia then, of course, there's going to be violence. But I really love the kind of poetry that he arrives at in his films. There's that scene I really love, and there's a scene with a dove and fire behind it.
Yes, I know the scene you're speaking of.
You know the scene. I love that. There's those little moments that create, you realize this is not just a kind of you know, mainstream blockbuster movie. There is a bit of art here, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, I really like John a lot, and I like the way that they used those particular colors in the film. I believe it made it that there was a sensitivity that was important to the work, you know. But I think it's important to come away from the work feeling like that, you know, that what you believe that your input has been somewhat worthwhile. And it isn't always because of you, it's because somebody else had the idea mm-hmm. and somebody else put that there, and you think, ah, yes, okay, that is worthwhile. Because I've never been involved in anything in my life that I don't believe somehow has been really worthwhile. And, you know, I'm really fortunate. I believe I'm extremely fortunate to be in that position.